Spring is in the air and the country's tourist industry is preparing for the annual influx of foreign visitors. What are the main tourist attractions this year? Is Prague still a magnet for foreign tourists and can the country hope to return to pre-COVID figures? I spoke to Jan Herget, head of Czech tourism, about what Czechia has to offer in 2023.
Czechia is full of cultural heritage, beautiful landscape, nature, national parks, and vibrant, dynamic new cities, but also old, picturesque small cities like Český Krumlov. Naturally, the main attraction is our capital, Prague, which attracts the tourists from the all world, US, India, Israel, France. So the Prague is definitely our highlight, but we naturally try to attract foreign tourists to all destinations in Czechia, not only to Prague, but also other regions.
How many tourists come a year and have the numbers returned to the pre-COVID period?
In pre-COVID, we used to have more than 10 million foreign tourists. Last year, 22, there were 7.4 million. So you can see that we have declined regarding the foreign tourists. But the domestic tourism, so the Czechs traveling around Czechia, were on the historical record. And also our neighbor, Slovakia, so the tourists from Slovakia were more before COVID. So we have two nations that were, let's say, coming and traveling around Czechia more than in pre-COVID time, which are Czechs and Slovaks.
What do foreign tourists generally come for to this country? What do they come to see? And what would you like to draw attention to?
As I already mentioned, the main attractions is the capital Prague, Karlsbad, Český Krumlov, but also other spas and other Kutná Hora, other historical cities. The foreign tourists appreciate our UNESCO heritage. I would say that Czechia has the highest density of UNESCO places in the world. So there is the most UNESCO heritage on the square kilometer. But we tried to promote the whole Czechia. So, for example, North Moravia with beautiful Ostrava with the technical heritage, with the new the capital of beer, but also the new two candidates for European capital of culture, Bromov and České Budějovice, one in North and one in South Bohemia. And naturally, one of the most promoted and also most appreciated tourism products is the Czech spa. So not only Karlsbad, but also Teplice, but also Moravian spa.
So you're trying to get tourists to travel outside of Prague as well. But what are the conditions for that? Is the infrastructure sufficient, language skills and so on and so on? What problems do you run into there?
Not sure there are differences. There are destinations ready and prepared for all kinds for all nations. Karlsbad, Český Krumlov, České Budějovice, they are really ready destinations. If you would go to small villages, maybe in East Moravia, they are ready for German and Slovakian tourists. But to be honest, the most of the, let's say, foreign tourists that go to the undiscovered destinations are travelers, and they want to discover the destination. So they are not for the tourism trap. They are really keen to see the unexpected and at the undiscovered places, and they don't expect that everything is ready for them. But in the main attractions and main tourist destination, there is everything ready for all kind of tourists.
What countries do tourists mostly come from, and what influences their choice?
It changes. Definitely change. Nowadays, the three top countries is Germany, Poland, Slovakia, so neighboring countries. Before COVID, there were many Asian nations, so there was China, South Korea, also Russia. One of the reasons why it changed is COVID and the lack of long-haul direct flights. So I'm really happy to announce that on 27th March, so actually next week, we opened direct route from Prague to Seoul, to South Korea, and in June it was already announced that we will open the direct route to Taipei, and also the direct route to New York will be prolonged. So it will be not only May, September, but this year will be, I think, already in April till maybe beginning of November. So now I'm not sure, but we are working together with Prague Airport, so with Airport of Václav Havel, we are really hard working on opening new direct routes. First, it's more comfortable for the tourists. Second, it's also more sustainable, because if you fly the direct route, it's much more sustainable if you have to change the flight. So that's our focus, and it's clear that nowadays our focus, how to attract tourists, is in digital environment. So we try to work with online platforms, with influencers, social media. That's our main focus. After 2 years of COVID, we also go to go to the biggest travel fairs, WTM in London, ITB in Berlin, and I'm really happy to hear and see the demand that everybody wants to reconnect and wants to start a business, because after 2 years of COVID, it's really customers, so travelers and business people are really waiting and are looking forward traveling around the world and also to Czechia.
Is there anything that you can do to keep foreign tourists here for longer? Because for many of them, this is a one-day stop or a two-day stop on a European tour, and that's why they don't leave Prague. Is there anything you can do that you can do to change that?
That's mostly for Asian tourists that are doing this, Central Europe tours. I think that it what helps are the attractions. So last year we were happy to open the Sky Bridge, the longest hanging bridge in the world, in Dolní Morava. This year, in a few days, we'll open the Pilsner Urquell, a unique experience in Prague, which is kind of Pilsner beer exhibition in Prague, and also naturally it's the UNESCO heritage all around the country. So the more attraction, the more global attraction are around the country, the longer they stay. That's valid for the Asian tourists that are traveling from town to town. If we take in account tourists from Germany, Poland, from Slovakia or other neighboring countries, that are a little bit different tourism products. So we call it active holiday, which means in summer skiing, in winter skiing, in summer biking, hiking. Again, last year, we're happy to announce the Czech trails, which means the hiking path around the whole neighbor of Czechia, which is, if you want to walk it the whole, you will need maybe more than 1 year, but you can do a small etap for 2-3 days. And in general, this active holiday, you very regularly stay longer, you stay the whole week, you go with the family, with the kids, and that's one part. And second part is, as I already mentioned, are the spa. The traditional spa treatments takes at least two weeks, and that it's really visible that if you compare the length of stay, for example, in Karlovy or in Teplice, is above the average of the standard length of stay of cultural tourist that goes for city break to visit the capital or to visit the, let's say, highlights like UNESCO's heritage sites.
I understand you also want to present the country's success stories, Czechia's history, its famous personalities. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. This year we have the campaign, marketing campaign, that's called Traditions, and we want to show the Czechia through tradition, but not the, let's say, the tradition that used to be tradition, but the tradition that are still active and, let's say, change into the modern. As a nice example, can be Křivoklát in northern Bohemia, where the long glass industry tradition changed into the tourism product, as I already mentioned, Křivoklát, but we have the new glass house in Nový Bor and many nice workshops where tourists can not only buy but can also see how it's produced and sometimes even produce their own, let's say, glass art masterpiece. So I think that there are many beautiful small hidden places where the experience could be very rich and, I would say, unexpected.
Prague was long known as a tourist destination for stag parties and good beer and girls. Have you managed to change that?
Together with City of Prague, we try to present Prague as a cultural destination. Prague is full of cultural events, Prague Spring, Prague Autumn, also Signo Festival or even music festival for younger people. And definitely we try to promote Prague as a cultural destination with Prague Castle, but not only like city centre, not only Charles Bridge and Prague Castle, but also the young, maybe hipster districts like Prague 7, Prague 8. I hope that also the new and planned Philharmonic in Prague 7 will change the image of the city. So our aim and goal is to present Prague as a cultural destination.
Do you want to attract a different kind of tourist clientele, or are you happy with the present mix?
We definitely, this year, our focus, our priority is to attract to more more tourists from Asia. After COVID, the number of tourists from South Korea, Japan, also China, Taiwan, decreased to zero. And they create, let's say, the spectrum, the portfolio of our tourists, and we need them because they spend lots of money. They like to travel also outside Prague, so we can see Asian tourists not only in Český Krumlov, but also in Telč, in Lednice, in Brno, in Olomouc. And that's something that's our focus for this year. That's why I already mentioned the direct routes that we are working on, South Korea, Taiwan, but not only that. And we miss the Asian tourists because they are love Czech Republic. They love the red roofs of the Czech historical buildings, and we love the Asian tourists. So definitely Asia is our focus, but also North America. So let's say long haul market is our focus for this and next year.
You've already mentioned several high points of the tourist season this year. Is there anything specially that you would like to mention or draw attention to?
It's really to be weird to say it in the spring, in the, let's say nearly in summer, but what's definitely and very unique for Czechia are the Christmas markets. And I know that with sunshine outside, it sounds weird, but sometimes people from long haul markets, they plan the holiday, let's say longer period. So definitely Prague is unique. And not only Prague, but all the Czech cities are unique in the Christmas time, where it's lighted by the Christmas market. And second part, and I hope that that will change also, and what we miss are the international congresses and conferences. Prague used to be one of the top congress cities in Europe. Now we hosted the President Summit during EU presidency. And that's other point that we will focus to get back the congresses, conferences to Czechia, not only to Prague, also to Brno, Ostrava. And I think that's our main point, not to attract only leisure tourists, but also, let's say, this congress tourists.